Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com. I'm Pastor Greg, and I welcome you to this study in our series on angels and the spirit world. This study is titled Witchcraft. To hear the conclusion or listen to any of the previous studies in the series, just visit our website, BBFOhio.com. You'll also find complete studies of several books of the Bible, dozens of topical studies, including Bible prophecy studies, along with free charts, PDF downloads, as well as our contact and donation information, all at that address, bbfohio.com. And now, our current events update, and then our study of what the Bible says about witchcraft. As we begin in Galatians 5, 19 to 21, this is part one of two.
Current events update, brought to you by soup.
Amen.
Soup and sandwiches. Brought to you by my wife, Jenny. Isn't she good to us?
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Headline reviews in the news. Number one, liberals hate freedom. You know, I said that. I'm trying to think. Do the math here. If it's 2022, this was going back at least 10 years ago. And I would say this, and there would people say, you know, you shouldn't paint with a broom like that and say that liberals are, you know. And I said, have you ever met a liberal that didn't believe in murdering unborn children? No, because by definition, they wouldn't be a liberal. Have you ever met a liberal that didn't support sodomy? Sodom and Gomorrah? No, because by definition, have you ever met a liberal who believed the Bible was the infallible, inspired word of God? No. They wouldn't be a liberal. Have you ever met a liberal that doesn't believe that the Constitution is a living, breathing document that should be interpreted in light of our present contemporary situation and not by the original intent of the founders? No, because that would make them a conservative or libertarian. So when I say liberals hate freedom, I'm not just lobbing insults. I'm telling you the fact. Liberals hate freedom. They particularly despise free speech, and that's why when they get power, they abuse it. Well, they got power at Twitter. They got power at Facebook. They got power now in the White House. They've got power in the House of Representatives. They got power in the Senate. When they had power on the Supreme Court, this country was becoming more and more communist by every court ruling. And only because of Ronald Reagan and George H.W. Bush, who put Clarence Thomas on there, and the influence even of, I think, one by George W. Bush, and now at least a couple of Trump's appointees, we have a moderate to conservative Supreme Court. And so we're safe when it comes to the Supreme Court for a little while. But you don't thank the liberals for that. It's because these people are conservatives. Keep that in mind, that in the following video clip, Mark Dice is only pretending to be collecting signatures to file this petition against Tucker Carlson. But watch how these left-wing, left-coast liberals respond.
As I'm sure you saw, Twitter has banned a lot of people for hate speech, but these people are still able to talk on the phone with their friends and send text messages. So we're going to start by having Tucker Carlson's phone shut off for violating the hate speech policies, and that way he won't be able to talk to his producers or his family or his friends.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you for supporting that.
You're welcome.
He refers to the undocumented immigrants as illegal aliens. Okay, so we're trying to have his phone shut off, print birth date and a signature. Thank you for supporting that.
Yeah, thanks for being out here and doing it.
This is the next step in trying to silence these people, because you know, we're getting them off social media, but if they still have a phone, you know, so we're going to shut the phones off. Thank you so much.
Of course.
Yeah, just real quick, birth date, signature. He's doubting Dr. Fauci and, you know, causing a lot of people to question things, so we're going to have his phone shut off.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for supporting
me. Cut that line up.
He's saying things like Black Lives Matter is a violent movement or has committed violence, and I mean, should people really be allowed to say such things like that today?
No.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Thank you for supporting.
Just
supports.
It just tarnishes the Black Lives Matter image. So thank you for supporting that. Why should Tucker Carlson be able to talk on the phone with his producers or his friends about them, right?
Completely agree.
So we're going to have his phone shut off.
I love that.
All right. Thank you for your support.
Okay.
So shutting off his phone is really the next step to help stop that.
Thank you
for supporting. Turning off his phone is probably the best way to stop him. I mean, just think about all the people that he speaks to on the phone and all his producers organizing his show. And if we can shut off his phone and silence him that way, that'll be the next step in completing the New World Order. So thank you for supporting that. I guess the technical term is bricking the phone. And there were a lot of discussions to do that to Trump officials, but they never did. So we're gonna apply some pressure.
All right. Sounds
thank
good.
You so
good
much.
Yep.
I'm not sure what he thinks gives him the right to say such things in today's society. So we're going to have his phone shut off so he can't talk to anybody.
Well, this is America now, where liberals want people to be banned from using a cell phone because they don't like what they talk about.
This country is in trouble. We have an entire political party now, the Democrat Party, and a segment of the Republican Party, progressives, who have no idea what it means to be an American. They have no idea what the Constitution and Bill of Rights even means. And if they turn off, they can't do that yet. But if they're supporting turning off Tucker Carlson's phone, which would only be the beginning of it, he would be canceled from TV and everything else, you're right behind him. Whenever people decide that you have the right to speak as long as you agree with me, then you're no longer a free country. The movement to silent dissenters will only grow from this point forward. And I'm telling you, you don't have to do it, but I'm telling you I do it. Anytime I'm around somebody, as soon as they are expressing their opinion of being liberal, I tell them. I said, listen, if you're a liberal and you believe in killing unborn babies and you believe in Sodom and you believe in censorship, you're an enemy to this country. And then I tell them the gospel and tell them they better repent or they're going to hell.
Amen.
Because every liberal is a Christ-rejecting fool. Mark it down. Every one of them.
Amen.
You have a lot of professing Christians who then go, you know, they'll express support for these things. You're looking at a fake Christian. They're not real. And if it ever comes down to it, they'll be the first people to turn you in. Mm-hmm. Number two. Texas Governor Abbott began his bus ministry this week. Did you see that?
Yeah.
I love his bus ministry.
Abbott's first busload of immigrants arrives in D.C. in front of the Fox News headquarters. That's so he could get it on camera. Governor Greg Abbott made good on his vow to send migrants from Texas to D.C. as state officials dropped off a busload of immigrants there early Wednesday morning. This is how the commie, Marxist, globalist liberals reported it. Cold-blooded Texas gov vows to dump asylum seekers in the middle of D.C. See that? If you are against them, they demonize you.
Yep.
Cold-blooded Texas governor doing something so terrible. Yeah, who's cold-blooded is Joe Biden and Democrats and progressives who know that a lot of these people coming across the border are being sexually assaulted and turned into sex slavery, and they know it, and they don't do anything about it.
Amen.
That's cold-blooded.
Amen.
I don't believe in the reptilian thing, but I do believe that these people are like reptilians spiritually. Cold-blooded.
Amen.
That's how I respond to these. Number three. And in other good news, a court upholds Bakery's $32 million victory over Oberlin College over false racism accusations.
Amen.
Oberlin's up there near Lake Erie, and a few years ago, a bakery called the police on three young men who happened to be black who were shoplifting. And as a result, the libtarded, brainwashed students of Oberlin started rioting and having protests in the streets and calling for a boycott of that bakery. And then the president, well, the dean of students, for starters, joined them and supported it and encouraged it from the college, and it got out of hand. And this bakery then sued and won. And they won $32 or $33 million is what I heard, but that says $32 million there. And however, they did win, and the appeal went their way. But Oberlin College now refuses to pay the $33 million is what I heard, in damages to family-run bakery that called cops on three black students for shoplifting. The dean of the liberal arts college falsely accused store of racial profiling and set woke mob on them. By the way, that dean is a lady who's no longer there. She left and went to Atlanta. But the result, sadly, is that the family bakery is on the brink of ruin. Despite being owed $33 million, the Ohio business won defamation damages following a boycott, it says, but they have still suffered greatly because a lot of people were afraid to go there. And that's how they do it. They will shame people for going to your business. And a lot of people aren't on their side, but people are just like that. People don't want to stand up against these guys, and they're timid and everything. We got a sign just like that one over there in our yard, All Lives Matter, see John 3:16. And I had a couple of people tell me, said, "Boy, you got guts putting that sign in your yard." And I'm like, imagine that. That sign, it's supposed to show guts. I'm demonstrating courage by putting that sign in my yard. What a hellhole we live in. Amen. I mean, any place where it's decent people, that would not be anything but, amen. A few years ago, I'd put that in my yard and they'd say, "What's your point? Doesn't everybody believe that?" Yeah. No, everybody doesn't believe that now. All right. As I said, witchcraft. I got a picture of the lady from Oz up there just because it.
I appreciate it.
That's what a lot of people think of when they think of witches, but it's really not quite that obvious when you're around a witch.
Yeah.
One of the most misunderstood and propagandized segments of Satan's kingdom is witchcraft.
Yeah.
And most of the people I talk with have some wrong ideas about it. The main thing is to understand what the Bible says about it. Go into Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 to 21. I'm just going to have you read all three verses with me, beginning verse 19. "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." Amen?
Amen.
Right, we're not going to make an expository study of that text. We just want you to notice that the spirit of witchcraft feeds the flesh and is directly opposed to the Spirit of God. That's what our text is saying, first and foremost. It's listed as the works of the flesh. So, first of all, understand that most of what's going on with witchcraft is just flesh. It's not that there's not a spiritual element to it, but most of it is flesh. People get involved in witchcraft because they're of the flesh. They are fulfilling John 3:19 when Jesus said that this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. And that's what is going on with witchcraft. Witchcraft today is one of many forms of paganism. And that's another thing. Paganism is kind of like type of religion, like Christianity. Underneath the umbrella of Christianity, you have some good groups and some bad groups and, you know, that kind of thing. And some are a little more biblical than others and that sort of thing. Well, the same thing's true in paganism. And if it has an ism after, and it's been around very long, you can almost guarantee that there's going to be segments. There's going to be denominations. There's going to be different types, because that's how people are. Now, biblically, witchcraft is any pagan worship and use of potions or drugs, other mind-altering substances like mushrooms, meditation, chanting, enchantments, etc., for spiritual purposes. They're using these things in an attempt to get into a spiritual dimension. We will proceed with that definition and understanding of witchcraft. So, scripture with scripture. Note, as those folks are finding their place, most of the caricatures, we'll start with your dad, by the way, most of the caricatures, cartoons, and Hollywood versions of witches, I should say, are far less realistic than reality. Just keep that in mind. We started with that. Most of what you see on Hollywood and everything is just not really based in reality. Four times the Bible says that the Egyptian sorcerers successfully duplicated God's miracles. So we want to start with, go ahead and get him ready. Don't wait for me to call him. We want to start with the reality of witchcraft. It isn't all flesh and it isn't all fake. There is a real thing.
Yeah.
So read that there, Brother John, Exodus 7, 10 through 13.
And Moses and Aaron went in unto Pharaoh. And they did so as the Lord had commanded. And Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh and before his servants, and it became a serpent. Then Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers. Now the magicians of Egypt, they also did in like manner with their enchantments. For they cast down every man his rod, and they became serpents. But Aaron's rod swallowed their rods. And he hardened Pharaoh's heart, that he hearkened not unto them, as the Lord had said.
So did you notice, I mean, they were able to do what Moses and Aaron had done.
Yep.
Yeah. And it just, God seems to have allowed it, if for no other reason, so that he could have Aaron's rod swallow theirs. So witchcraft is real. To deny witchcraft is to accuse the Bible of error. It may surprise you, but there are a lot of guys out there who teach that witchcraft isn't real. They get by with it because they don't teach expository studies and they don't have to worry about coming up against it. You know, if you preach verse by verse through the Bible, you come up against it. And then what do? You have to tell people you don't really believe in it. It's right there in their Bible. But if you teach topicals and you can just jump around wherever you want to, then you avoid dealing with it. And that's what a lot of these guys do. John? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is true that there's a lot of nonsense and fakery in the name of witchcraft. But that does not negate reality. Always keep that in mind. You know, you see these people at seances and you see the Ouija board stuff. And everything. A lot of it is nonsense, but you shouldn't be messing with it because there's also some reality to it. I just wanted to show you this. Man, I get it going right. Now, Mark, that's not Hillary.
That will be her reaction in November.
So, as I was talking about the myths and everything, water will not melt a witch or wizard or warlock or anyone else as far as we know. That's only in the movies. All right, Jill, were you next? All right, Jill, read Exodus 22:18 through 20, if you would.
Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. Whosoever lieth with a beast shall surely be put to death. He that sacrificeth unto any god save unto the Lord only, he shall be utterly destroyed.
What you see there is that witchcraft is associated with sexual deviancy and worship of false gods or devils. You'll see that many times in the scripture. You'll see it throughout history, the history of witchcraft. It's associated with sexual deviancy and worship of false gods. This resulted in a dark culture that we are only beginning to experience now. We're just seeing the tip of the iceberg, so to speak. Disease, abuse, and violence beyond any chance of redemption is what culminate the witchcraft and all these dark arts culminate in. Let's look at, again, the associations there. Mary, Deuteronomy 18, 9 through 13.
When thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you any one that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch.
Just stop there for a second. You notice what he's saying. I want to make sure everybody's on this page. He's saying that he's telling them that they better not do what the people who are in the land did before them. Because it was those things that they did that caused God to remove them from the land. A lot of them, he killed them. They were buried in the land. Yeah. Keep that in mind when you think about our country and what she's already read off. And when it says passing your son or daughter to pass through the fire, that's basically what an abortion is. Yeah. They're killing that child on the altar of convenience, and they burn the child to death with chemicals, and then rip them to pieces. And they've had it on ultrasounds and everything where you can see the child struggling for its life. And then it says, observer, times, divination, enchanter, or witch, and all this stuff is just rampant in this country. And keep going there with verse 11.
Or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord, and because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God.
We'll get into more of the occultism in our next study, but you go into the child section these days, and you'll find all kinds of this stuff, including they sell Ouija boards as a toy. And witchcraft was one of the sins committed by the Canaanites, causing their complete destruction by God. Why did God destroy the Canaanites? Well, witchcraft and these other things we're talking about led to a culture that I described in the previous slide. They were diseased. There was a mental state of darkness. There was so much abuse and everything that they were beyond redemption. God just said, you know, the humane thing to do would be for the children, just kill them. They won't grow up to become even more miserable, wicked, and diseased and abused. And those kids, those babies, went to heaven. So it was an act of mercy on God's part. America's apostate churches and public schools are filled with witches. And when I was on the road, I'd go preaching and stuff. I ran across them. And there are times where they didn't know they were talking to a preacher. And people, when I was out on the streets, I'm dealing with people. And they would tell me, they're members of evangelical churches. Yep. Active in Wiccan covens. And it's just like this one.
And y'all thought me teaching the children, me being Polly, was crazy.
School teacher.
But not only that, but they also know that I'm gender fluid. At one point last year, I had explained to them that I was not Miss Lois or Mr. Lois. It's just Lois because I'm not a boy or a girl. And this was all well and good until October, when I explained to them that I'm pagan, so I am also a witch. And at one point, I had gotten a haircut, and I got in the sides of my mohawk shaved down. And I come into work, and one of the children goes, "Lois, are you a boy? You have short hair." And his sister goes, "No, Lois is a girl." And a third child, who's my favorite, suddenly yells, "No, guys, we've been over this. Lois isn't a boy or a girl. Lois is a witch. Duh."
And I'm telling you, these people go into the schools, and the schools aren't allowed to do much of any kind of background check. And if the schools were to not hire her because of her deviancy and her witchcraft, they would be sued. And the NEA would be behind the suit. The National Education Association is the reason for the downfall of the schools in this country. And they would be the ones pushing to get that in your schools. Yeah, Doug?
We had a woman that had to work that said, "You don't have to worry about me, Douglas. I'm a good witch. I am a white